When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title, What Could Go Wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey!
Also, here's Jeremiah, who claws away out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, I was enjoying some windows the other day, you know, just, it's a nice little peer out to see things, not having everything blocked from your line of sight. And I was thinking just how helpful storm windows are. Keeping everything where they need to be.
Keeping the outside out, the inside in.
Mostly the storms out from my house.
I mean, I guess that's fine unless you appreciate a good storm.
Well, I do. I just appreciate it when it's outside and not in my house.
Also, it's kind of selfish, I mean, because if you're blocking the outside from coming in, like, what about all of the little creatures and things that also need to hide from the storm?
They have my deck for a reason.
That's not fair. Poor raccoons and storms don't mix.
Let the trash pandas in, Jeff.
I'm pretty sure the trash pandas have a ritual going on in the backyard, and they're causing the storm. So they're very happy to be in it.
Now, see, that's what you think. Really, they're doing the ritual to cause the storm because they're angry at you for putting in the storm windows. You caused this.
Very circular logic.
If you didn't want a storm, then you shouldn't have put up storm windows.
You brought it on yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, the storm did happen after I put up the storm windows.
We're not the ones that dressed for a riot. You are.
Exactly.
Oh, man, I'm not dressed for a riot. I'm wearing a t-shirt and tight jeans and slippers.
But you dressed your house for the riot, Jeff.
It's not riotous colors. It's quite mute, thank you.
With storm windows.
Yeah. But I also prefer windows when they're on the second or third story. First floor windows just don't seem quite right.
So you don't want any escape routes from the first floor of your house?
I mean, second story is not that high up.
Hold on, because I feel like we have a duty to our international listeners to establish if the ground floor is the first floor or if it's the first floor that's the ground floor.
The first floor is the ground floor.
So when we say first floor, we also mean the floor that is referred to as the ground floor in Europe.
Correct. It's the one that my door is located in.
You only have doors on one floor of your house?
Boring.
Now I do. Though technically the backyard door is on the second story due to height differential from the front of the house and the back of the house.
Fascinating. You know what I want? I want the Winchester Mystery House with just, like, doors just flung wherever and windows hither and yon just everywhere. No sense. No rhyme or reason. So much fun.
Can you paint me a picture? I think I'm almost there.
I'm out of words.
I see.
The Winchester Mystery House was created by an heiress to the Winchester rifle fortune, who I think had a dream or something about how all of the ghosts from the people murdered by, or killed, well, I guess murdered, destroyed, obliterated by Winchester rifles would not rest until they had a place to hang out. So she hired a whole bunch of builders to build the Winchester Mystery House, is what it's called now. I don't know if it was probably just house to her. And they never stop building. There's doors that end in walls and doors that come out above, like, three-story drops.
Yeah.
So they were just paid by how many doors they put in?
No, she was just, like, she felt super haunted. And so she, like, never slept in the same room twice. And, like, she put in all these random, like, windows and doors to try to, like, trick the ghosts.
And her conscience, apparently.
You can go tour it now if you go to California.
Why would I do that?
They have flashlight tours on Halloween, and that sounds pretty fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. I'd love to play a game of hide-and-go-seek there.
Yeah, it would be really cool because you might open a door and then just fall like 5 stories and die.
Halloween! Well, you'd have to have, like, you know, emergency chutes at that point in time. Alright, other excellent windows, double-paned with gas.
Ooh, you gotta get that argon noble gas in the middle there to make sure that it's insulative and retains its weather properties. Otherwise, you're just gonna lose all your heat straight out between those two panes.
It's true. It's very important to be insulated.
You wouldn't want propane in between your windows because that would cause a lot of problems.
Oh, goodness.
Nope, you definitely want one of them stable gases.
Mm-hmm. But if it was propane, it could also be a little more interesting. Like, it could make life just slightly less certain, which might make you live more.
I was really hoping you were going to say explosive.
I feel like argon's also, like, a safe choice for a noble gas. If you pick Krypton, then, like, Superman can't come visit you, right?
That might be a good thing.
But, Sam, I think I'm okay with that, actually.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay, that's fair. People have different opinions on Superman.
Like, what if you're more of a Batman person?
I don't know if there is a noble gas that keeps Batman away.
Well, that's not, like, you want Batman to come in, and he doesn't like Superman, so you need to keep Superman away.
Yeah. I think radon is probably edgy. That was, you know, it might have been a thing, like, in the 20s when everybody was partying with their radium water bottles and watches and suppositories and stuff like that.
It's Studio 60.
Yes. It was, I think that's how they did things.
They had a lot of windows at Studio 60.
Did they?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. That seems weird.
How else can you, like, be on the outside looking in?
I didn't think you wanted people seeing.
Well, they did, but just the front room.
Oh.
You don't get to see the back rooms.
But there's places where you can't see in at all, and you know that there's neat stuff in there, and that's the whole point of not being able to see builds the anticipation. Like bank vaults.
Hmm. Yes. Bank vaults scare me.
Why don't they have windows? I want to look at money.
Well, they want it to be secure.
I have this, like, recurring dream that I'm in a bank. And then I end up, like, okay, so I'm in a bank, totally normal, not robbing it.
Uh-huh.
Except I'm...
like a normal thing.
I might be robbing it. I started having this dream after Ocean's 11, after I saw it the first time. But, like, getting trapped in the bank vault and then suffocating and dying surrounded by, like, money. I don't know what it means, but I have this dream relatively frequently. And it's scary, and bank vaults scare me.
Well, talking about being shut in, it's horrible when a window gets painted shut.
I was just thinking, it's like, I see a red door and I want it painted black, and I haven't really painted any windows, so...
You don't want to. You want to be able to open them.
But, like, what if I want to make sure that no one can get in? Paint is a valuable first level of defense.
No, that just takes away your options. Really, you want to have, like, some kind of latch at that point.
Well, I mean, a latch is fine, I guess, but also it seems just really inconvenient, because generally you have paint just, like, laying around in your garage or whatever, but a latch you're probably going to have to go buy. You're increasing your carbon footprint by leaving your house.
Well, you just have to make sure that you get your latch on the way to something else.
So you have to, like, predict when you're going to need a latch?
Well, ideally, if you're putting a latch on a window, you already knew you needed to do this.
I'm just thinking, like, you paint the window shut. Like, you're like, oh, man, I need this emergency window shut. You paint it shut. Done.
What if the emergency window has, like, really bad feng shui? And you're just like, nope, this has got to be a different color. Boom.
Well, I mean, you can do that without painting it shut.
Right, but then you've got to be careful.
That is an important feature for when painting.
You have to, like, cut in and use tape.
It's a good choice in life.
It has just so much work.
Hey, everything that turns out nice needs a little bit of effort.
But, like, I think that you're limiting yourself by believing that a painted shut window can't be nice.
I said I preferred it not to be.
Like, maybe it's art.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be art at the Winchester House.
It could be art anywhere.
Yeah, that's what's just beautiful about art. Just not at my house.
That's what you think.
we're going to force some art into your house.
I see.
I'm going to puff paint your windows shut.
While we're talking about art, let's talk about windows into the abyss.
What?
How else do you get to have that artistic feel, but you know, that deep yearning to create?
I personally keep my window to the abyss in a closet.
A good place for it.
Yeah, nobody expects it, really, but also it's convenient for if you need to push somebody in.
Effective. I mean, I never would have thought of being like, oh, hey, check out this closet. It's where I put my coats. And you, merp.
Exactly. I mean, the downside being that if you have a window to the abyss in your closet, there's always the chance you accidentally get pushed in to the abyss.
I mean, if you live by the abyss, you have to die by the abyss.
Yeah, it's part of it looking back into you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're a blood sibling to the abyss.
If you
you made this pact, now you must live by it.
If you spend too long looking into the abyss, you just go mad.
Yeah, it's like an accretion disk of sanity. It just kind of spins off, and if you have the right prism, you can just look out and see your consciousness swirling around and then collapsing into eternity and nothingness.
It starts beating like drums in your head.
Better than hearts under a floorboard.
I mean, it's basically the same.
Actually. Yeah, I mean, like, you get used to that. After a couple months, you don't even hear them anymore, right, guys? Right?
Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
I'm gonna say that we shouldn't visit Jeremiah. His house sounds scary and like there might be the possibility of dead people bricked up under his floors. Yep, bye.
But if you do visit my house, it's probably totally safe. You know, let a trusted adult know your whereabouts. Plan to make a safety call later. This is just good information when you're going any place that's public and you haven't been there before. Take care of yourselves and just, you know what, stay away from me.
All around good advice.
You heard it here first. Jeremiah's house is public. Thanks for listening. Good night.